This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, the sacred fire of liberty burns bright on the longest day of the year, y'all. How timely is this? We light it up all the time with Jonathan Emord, but this happens to be the day we got extra time, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Hey, good to be with you, Robert.
Great to be with you. There's some things that are encouraging in terms of the sacred fire of liberty today. Some are small baby steps, but, you know, listen, I'm not going to complain. We get any step toward liberty in our federal government, and that's reason to celebrate at least a little bit. And I think the first story I'd like to cover with you today, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, it comes from a group called CCH Freedom, and it says Trump administration cuts national guidelines clearinghouse. And I'll hazard a guess, most people have never even heard of this thing. They say that he defunded the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, National Guidelines Clearinghouse, NGC. Effective July 16th, the clearinghouse will no longer house the repository of, air quote, guidelines that are often used to direct physicians on the care of their patients. Now, I don't know, again, how deep this goes, Jonathan, but it seems to me if there's even a little bit less direction from the federal government as to what doctors can and can't do, that'd be okay by me.
Listen, any move whatsoever that shuts down a government agency is a good thing. So if I doubt this will fundamentally change the codes that physicians use and the pressure that's placed upon them to adhere to a one-size-fits-all approach, particularly in cases of Medicare patients. But I do believe that it's a step in the right direction to start closing institutions that try to create this monolithic structure that dictates to physicians what they should do in response to disease conditions. The problem that we have in the Medicare context, for example, is that if a physician, a lot of people don't realize this, if a physician sees someone on Medicare and that person, they think, deserves more care, that is a higher degree of care than is common,
mm-hmm,
because of their peculiar physical characteristics, they are strongly dissuaded from doing that because any outlier can open them up to a Medicare audit. And Medicare punishes physicians for what's called overutilization and also for underutilization. So conversely, let's say that there's a patient that likely would be better off having less or no of a particular kind of treatment, none of a particular kind of treatment, but that is the prescribed treatment, treatment that is expected under the guidelines for this particular ailment. A physician who does not prescribe the treatment is also engaged in creating an outlier that may be the basis for a Medicare audit. Now, Medicare audits scare the living daylights out of hospitals and physicians, because if you are found to have, well, this is what happens. They come in and they take a random sampling of all of your medical files. And then they take the, from that sampling, they find out which specific instances involved a prescription practice that they question. And then they say that those practices should not have, been covered by Medicare. And then they extrapolate from that sampling to the universe of all of your patients, and they demand a set figure from you. If you don't pay that figure right up front, then they tack on usurious interest on it. And if you're arguing you're innocent and you ultimately lose, then the amount of money that you have to pay plus the interest is frequently astronomical. So physicians stand in trepidation, as do hospitals, of Medicare. They fear an audit. Every audit, almost every single audit, results in adverse findings against physicians because Medicare starts with the supposition that if you didn't write it down and record it, it's not supportable. So that if you neglect it in a single instance, and then you also have to be prescient and guess what the bureaucrats would consider in any particular context necessary documentation. So to make a long story short, and I've represented physicians against Medicare many times, it is a disastrous system that intimidates physicians. And then they've expanded the definition of fraud so that billing mistakes can be construed as Medicare fraud, even when there's no intent
right.
to commit fraud. They can still find Medicare fraud. And then you're labeled as a Medicare fraud. You can be suffer all these consequences. So to make a long story short, it's a sick system. And it's one that is causing abuse of patients because no one is precisely like another person. Each person is in need of tailored treatment. But tailored treatment is anathema to Medicare. So, one size fits all. Not only that, the amount of time it takes to just to comply with all these regulations to support your treatment.
I'm once again reminded of my uncle, who was a physician, medical doctor, and he warned me when I was a young teenager, he knew I wanted to be a doctor, and he said, don't do it. It's a disaster already. And this is in the 80s. He saw this, Jonathan. He said, the government involvement in medicine is going to destroy it. He was a good man, did good work, but he said, you do not want to be involved in this. And I didn't understand totally then. Now I do, of course, and more so, and I'm glad I chose a different path. But Jonathan, this is something that docs have been seeing and warning about, the ones that were awake and aware.
Yeah. I wrote this article for Cato publication several years ago called Murder by Medicare, how Medicare was destroying solo and small group practices because they simply could not keep up with the paperwork burdens necessary to justify treatments. The Medicare burden on physicians is so great that physicians in small and solo group practices spend as much as 40 to 60% of their time complying with the regulations rather than treating patients. So they squeeze physicians out of existence. Then the caps that Medicare imposes on Medicare patient treatments are so severe for the amount that they can charge that it's uneconomic. You simply cannot operate that way. So it ends up that you end up with these massive hospitals, and people wonder, well, why do hospitals charge these ridiculous prices that vary from hospital to hospital? You know, one hospital will charge $150,000 for a procedure that another one charges $15,000 for. Well, these perverse economic effects, anti-competitive effects, are a direct result of Medicare. A direct result of having to allocate to billable, unregulated functions costs because they can't be borne in the specific instance due to the capping on fees that Medicare imposes.
Well, I just have this warning for y'all, anybody out there that doesn't get this. Be careful what you ask for. And I'll add to this. I'll say this differently. Be careful that you ask for anything from government. Because it comes with a price, and that price can be your life when it comes to the intrusion into modern medicine or any form of medicine and healing. You know, I've often called for a separation of medicine and state. Do you think that our founding fathers thought that one day the government would control the entire, what they call economic realm, healthcare?
Well, I think that They certainly knew that government was malicious and pernicious, and that sooner or later it would invade provinces of power and wealth. I just don't think that they, in particular, thought of medicine that way, that it would ultimately become such a massive industry as it has. But it certainly has, and the unfortunate thing about it is that it's a socialized system. People don't realize that, you know, we don't have a market in medicine in the United States. We don't have a free market.
No, not at all. Not at all. We have a medical tyranny. We have a medical monopoly. There's little or no innovation except where there's minimal intervention in the marketplace in terms of regulation. We've talked about, for instance, advances in allopathic treatment for eye ailments, you know, cataracts or vision loss, talking about correcting myopia, different things like that. And you see that those prices have come down, quality has gone up, and as I said, if the cell phone industry were as regulated as the rest of modern medicine, of course, cell phones would be as big as a house still, and you'd have to lug them around with a semi-truck.
Right, and the more you get government influence over the operation of these markets, whether indirectly or through insurance company proxies, the more you get these bizarre misallocations of resources, reliance on less than optimal methods of treatment because you're trying to fit in with those who are observing from above rather than cater your care to the specific needs of a patient. It loses its patient-centric characteristic and becomes a bureaucracy mm-hmm. where the attention is always on satisfying those who are observing what you're doing. We've got this huge system of insurance governance over the practice of medicine, where physicians will second-guess their own best judgment time and again in order to satisfy the dictates of a clerk at an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, for a young physician who's coming into the medical marketplace for the first time, it's extraordinarily disheartening when they realize that their ability to practice is largely dictated by choices made by others, not by themselves, in the care of patients. So you have them, you know, you've got to, it's so bad that the drug companies take full advantage of it. So the drug companies go to the pharmacies and they buy up what's called de-designated lists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a break, but
yeah.
When we come back, we can talk about that.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll also take you to Emord, EMORD.com. The FDA Dragon Slayer is here, and he's here right now. We've got a lot more healing to go of a political nature after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, in our home and broadcast radio syndication at GCN, GCNlive.com. All around the world on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and now on YouTube as well. Jonathan Ebord, my co-host this first hour every Thursday. And, Jonathan, we were talking more about the government intervention in the healthcare, even though we know the healthcare system's not truly about health. But, you know, I want freedom for doctors, too. And you said they're running scared. They're afraid. Like my uncle warned me, don't do it because the government's going to destroy it. It's destroying it. And you talk about doctors operating in fear, defensive medicine, not for the benefit of the patient, but for the benefit of their very ability to stay a doctor as they're owned and controlled by government agencies or through medical boards that really don't have the patient interest at heart, but a monopoly control over the economy.
Right, and you get they all work together. So the drug industry works with the government, works with Medicare, works with the medical boards to create an environment where doctors basically operate in somewhat of a straitjacket, where if they deviate so as to give an innovative treatment to meet an innovative unique medical problem, they are immediately suspect. And any degree of competition makes them suspect if they're the source of it. So what you end up with is, just to give you one example of how unfortunate the lives are of physicians, you've got the drug companies buying from pharmacies, national pharmacy chains, de-designated, that is, your name and your address are blocked out, but prescription order lists for each physician in the United States. So they get these lists and they find out what each physician is prescribing. They compare that with what is expected to be prescribed for the kind of practice they're in based on Medicare expectations of physician behavior. And they send the drug reps into the physicians and they say, hey, your clientele is largely over 60. You have not been prescribing enough of this drug, this drug, this drug based on the number of patients that you're seeing. You need to up the number of these drugs that you're prescribing. They happen to be the same drugs that company sells. Mm-hmm. But the drug rep will tell them, and what that means in the underlying message is that you're underutilizing services for patients. You're violating Medicare expectations and regulations, and you might get audited. So you better increase the amount of this drug or that drug, this heart drug or that drug, because per capita, it's expected in the age groups you're serving that this amount of drugs will be prescribed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they end up, and then that's the stick. And on the carrot side, let's say they go ahead and they do prescribe the drugs that the drug company wants, and they've increased the number of prescriptions to what is expected. Then they can get a free medical library, a trip to Cancun, expenses paid, all sorts of gifts from the drug companies. So you get this really weird system where physicians are basically lapdogs for the pharmaceutical industry. They're doing their bidding. Some do it intentionally.
The state boards of licensure, right? State boards of medicine. They play a role here, too, because if the docs don't play ball, once the drug reps say, hey, you're not up to speed on the prescription rates, they get that information over to the boards, the licensing boards. Then they do some kind of formal or informal investigation or threat to their license. This happens. I've interviewed doctors that have had this. I've had other doctors say, not doctors, but people that are into the belief in allopathic medicine. They're saying, you're making that up. No. This is very real. Licensing boards have so much power over what doctor can, again, they don't protect the public, but they protect the industry, industry primarily.
They're a guild, and they're protecting their own. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm for the freedom for doctors. So people say, you're anti-doctor, Robert. No, I'm all about your freedom to choose the kind of doctor, and I want the doctors to be able to choose the kind of way they care for you without government intervention. Obviously, we don't want force, fraud, or deceit, things like that, but those are in the common law. We didn't need a bureaucratic oligarchy to take care of that. But it's such a mess at this point that you're just as likely to be harmed, if not killed, by the very healthcare system that we have in America than helped by it. And that's
medical
in the period.
Medical errors will kill you every time you go to a hospital. You've really put your life at stake.
That's true. And again, when these hospital doctors go on strike, the mortality death rates in any given area plummet until they go back to work. Not making that up either. That's been in the peer-reviewed literature. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with Jonathan Eborn. We'll get to the immigration crisis. We'll talk about a combining of labor and education departments by the Trump administration and more.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
All right, a shout out to all our friends in the Southern Hemisphere. Turn on your lights. It's dark down there already. Shortest day of the year down there, but we're up in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the longest day of the year. Bonus time with Jonathan E. Mord, my good buddy, the FDA Dragon Slayer. Jonathan, we've been commenting, because we've been on every day, about the immigration issue, the children being separated. Yesterday we went in depth on two words, medical kidnap. I had somebody from Arizona that talked about, you know, they're complaining about 2,000 kids separated from their parents. Again, I'm not celebrating that, but there are 12,000 kids forcibly removed from their parents under the guise of medical neglect or medical abuse, which is not necessarily validated, more often than not wrong, and CPS on the state level operating as a front for child kidnapping, child trafficking. Yes, it's ugly and it's happening.
Well, here's the problem. A large number of these people coming over the border are being transported by hoodlums. They're being transported by people, mules, who are also bringing in illicit drugs, are trafficking in porn and, you know, children, and they're also trafficking in slaves. And the illicit currency that's going across the border is rather profound. It's not a small percentage of the people coming across. It's a very large percentage. So you've got the Border Patrol heavily taxed, and they're trying to find out who among these people who are coming across are legitimately the children of parents or are just being associated with particular adults who intend on putting them through and making them sex slaves or causing them to be fronts for one thing or another in order to gather illicit substances in the country by drawing the Border Patrol away from certain regions, you know, by dumping all these people in other regions, so that they can come through without being stopped. So there's a lot of difficulty here in determining who really is the child of someone. Now, having said that, when they separate the children in order to gather information respectively about the adults who are already criminals because they're coming in illegally, the separation period is oftentimes only a couple of hours, and we're only talking about a maximum of some 2,000 kids out of, you know, 100,000 or more people coming across. So, who are separated like this. So that's the focus. You know, this is who, and the liberals took advantage of this, even though it has been going on like this since the Obama administration and before. And they attacked Donald Trump for this because suddenly Jeff Sessions goes for a zero tolerance policy, which is good, trying to up the pressure on people not to violate the law by coming across the border, but to actually secure the borders. And to try to get at them, they desperately search for something. And say, aha, we're going to say that he is you know, separating children from their parents. Well, that was a misrepresentation of the real situation. Yes, they're separated, but not for long. No, they were not mistreated. No, they were not treated like they were in concentration camps. The notion of concentration camps is just absolutely rubbish because there's tremendous care being given to people who, again, are here illegally. Well, ideally, how would you solve this problem? Well, the laws in place are not good. The laws in place are making it very difficult to expeditiously kick out of this country people who come in illegally.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to be able to do is as soon as you ascertain at the point of arrest that somebody has come in illegally, you want to be able to just kick them out. Every other country of the world does that. We shouldn't have to have a hearing on the merits to determine whether or not someone should seek asylum within the United States. You want to seek asylum? Go in through the legal way. You know, come in on the legal side, submit your papers, and establish that you're being persecuted, and then you can come in. But don't make us expend our resources as a nation to start with essentially the supposition that you might have a legitimate argument when you're here illegally.
Yeah, well, and the hypocrisy on the left in this case, of course, there was no outrage at all during the Obama administration, and photographs have emerged, of course, same scenarios were occurring, separation of these kids, and it was silent. It's a deranged hatred for Trump, and I dare say an ideological war, but it isn't, because if they had ideology, they would be applauding, you know, that they're going to try to make a change here, and they'd be, you know, going after their own Congress critters to say, hey, you guys got to figure this out and change this law the way it's done. All right, so let's go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to transition unless you got more to say on it.
Well, I was going to say this, that there is an ideological agenda underlying this, and that became rather apparent after Trump signed his executive order to cause HHS and the Border Patrol to avoid separation of kids from their parents. They still have to determine whether, in fact, these people who are adults with these kids are actually their parents. So, you know, there's still that going to happen. But here's what's really going on. They don't want borders. They don't want secure borders. They think it's worth, in order to have total free movement of people around the globe, which is what they want, mm-hmm. they are willing to accept that there's going to be an increase in domestic terrorism. They're willing to accept that there's going to be a massive influx of drugs. They're willing to accept that there's going to be labor coming into this country that is going to take away work from domestic American citizens, and they're willing to accept that people who are not American citizens will be given welfare and will be given all the benefits of being a citizen. These are abuses that they look forward to because in their heart of hearts, mm-hmm. they do not believe in the United States of America as a separate nation and as a nation with a unique destiny in the world because of its unique constitution. They don't even believe in the Constitution. They don't think that we should defend our nation's integrity and our people because they don't respect our Constitution, our intended system of governments, our individual liberties.
Let me give you an example that just jumps out at me from a political leftist in California, okay? You want them to come in freely, anybody come in freely, open borders, free, 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 all right? But what does it come to the freedom of the American people to reject, for instance, medical interventions that are not believed to be to the benefit of your children, i.e. vaccinations? The Democratic Party of the leftist coast of California has basically said you don't have the religious right to say no to vaccines if you want your kids to go to public or private schools. That right there should tell you everything you need to know, that they don't believe in freedom.
No, they don't. They believe in state paternalism.
Yes.
But they get very upset when they're not in governance. In other words, they will use all these instruments of the state to tell you what you should do with your life. In other words, you don't have freedom. But when a conservative takes over the reins of government, oh my, you know, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And they have a very short-sighted understanding of American history, of liberty, of the history of the world in dealing with socialism and its utter failure, its depravity of people, and its sapping of the human initiative, and they fail to appreciate even the slightest truths that are associated with capitalism, how it's an engine of free enterprise and upward mobility. And look at our economy right now. Look what has happened because we've got a president of the United States who believes in free enterprise and who's reducing taxation and encouraging competition.
And yet we still have an incredibly overwhelming burden of government. Despite all of that, there's growth. And I hear that, like, there are comedians like John Oliver on HBO saying, well, Venezuela's not really a socialist country, and so you can't say it's a socialism failure. They're just not managing it right. I'm like, are you delusional or what? So this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with here. Now, let's talk about Trump's latest edition of draining the swamp, or let's say running it more like a business. I know government's not supposed to be a business, but some level of efficiency would be a little better. The White House plans the merging of the education and labor departments, according to an OMB report. Now, I would argue for the elimination of the education and labor departments. That's me. Probably Ron Paul might go for that. But, hey, you're going to merge it? I don't know. Maybe it's a little less bureaucracy. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know either, and it seems kind of an odd concept. I'd have to learn more to figure out why that would make sense if there's some rationale for it. I don't understand. But I agree with you, Robert. These are both institutions. Look, to tell you the truth, the only thing that should be left in the federal government is justice, state, treasury, and defense. Those are the indispensable elements of the federal government. Everything else should go. The independent regulatory commissions and all of the departments of the government. It's a massive waste. We support it with our tax dollars. We shouldn't. It's a huge burden on the economy. It redistributes wealth. It fundamentally lessens the ability of people to have upward mobility and competition in markets that leads to upward mobility. Let's get rid of it. And if we were to get rid of it and end up with justice, state, treasury, and defense, we would be so much better off.
Yeah, how many of those departments have been authorized by the Constitution, you know, in those enumerated powers all those years ago?
Well, none. And the departments, I mean, there are certain functions that are described at the executive and legislative branches that may be certainly constitutional institutions in aid of fulfillment of those things. But other than, you know, the ones that I'm talking about, which are indispensable to the operation of the government, thus the fulfillment of the Constitution, obviously defense is prescribed as an executive agency function, also a legislative function in the declaration of war. There's an understanding that there will be an army and a navy. But when it comes to the Department of Health and Human Services, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, Bureau of Land Management. All these things are grossly extra-constitutional, never once contemplated by the founding generation, and are outgrowths of our predisposition in instances of a hardship to look to government as a panacea.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time to roll it back. I give Trump some props for trying to consolidate. Apparently he's trying to streamline agencies that are redundant, but that they exist is redundant, in my opinion. But we'll keep going. We'll keep trying. And Jonathan Emord will keep battling for the sacred fire of liberty right there in D.C. against the District of Criminals, the bureaucratic oligarchy, etc. Let's talk about freedom of speech. How much does the ACLU really mean it when they say they're for it? We're going to ask the question and answer it after the break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, next hour we'll be talking Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Starbucks, nullification, Chris Pratt. My gosh, a Hollywood celebrity said, God is real and God loves you. What an amazing thing. I think I got a man crush now. a Hollywood celebrity said that. We're going to talk about that next hour. But right now, we're going to wrap it up with Jonathan E. Moore's Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. We were talking about freedom of speech through the break, in fact, and the ACLU apparently, its bona fides in terms of defense of freedom of speech is shaking, quaking perhaps. I mean, some have argued it may have been that way for a long time. But now they're worried about political correctness if speech offends their main source of funding, like because the people donate to the ACLU. Again, when it comes to real defense of with integrity of the First Amendment, I'm with you. But when you start going, well, I don't know. I mean, if you're for the Second Amendment, that could offend some other people that really send us money. So we might not defend you then. That's a compromise on principles, which means your principles are not really your principles.
Right. In the end, the First Amendment is rather simple in this respect. It denies the government power over speech and press and over your religious preferences. And it prevents the state from establishing a religion. Now, when individuals argue that, we don't like Fox News, we don't like the political slant of Fox News, and there ought to be government controls or regulations that prevent them from saying those things that they say on Fox News, or alternatively on a college campus saying, we don't want any conservative voice here at this public university. We don't want any conservative faculty. We don't want any conservative opinion voice. We don't want anything other than what we want to hear in our quote-unquote safe space. rubbish. Not only is it antithetical to the core purpose of a university, and it's anti-educational, it's Luddite in its approach, it is also very much fundamentally a violation of the First Amendment, because wherever the state is disarmed of power over speech and press, whether it's a state university, whether it is the federal government, whether it is a public bus, whether it is a public form of transportation of any kind, those areas that are used as forums for speech are all necessarily content neutral. Otherwise, they establish an orthodoxy of speech or opinion, which is antithetical to the First Amendment, which slaps the government and is aimed specifically at the government. But when it comes to private speech, if you own the newspaper, you own the radio station, you own the broadcast facility, you have a right to your exercise of free speech to the exclusion of all other comers who would like to take your property, because otherwise it becomes a case of conversion, a case of takings, where your property is not yours, where you're denied the right to communicate using your instrumentalities of communication that you own.
Well,
and so there's no, in the framers' construct, there is no conflict between property and the First Amendment.
But right now, we're not operating under the framers' viewpoint of what the Constitution was supposed to limit the government to do or not to do. And we have, again, people, good people. You know them very well. I do, too. We've been operating within that industry for many years, finding out, my gosh, people who have natural substances that are not harming anyone, that are actually helping a lot of people, are very limited in what they can communicate. I mean, a fundamental violation of freedom of speech. And yet the news media can lie to us day, night, all the time, and that's considered okay.
Well, I just one of the core values of the First Amendment that's created as a result of this denial of government power over speech and press is the necessity for a tolerant public. We have to tolerate the existence of opposing viewpoints. That's the definition of our freedom. We have to understand that if someone disagrees with us, they should have a right to spout their views and let the world consider them. Mm-hmm. And that will not only educate us, by the way, it educates us, because if we don't understand our opposition, we can't develop our own thinking. And furthermore, for all we know, we might be persuaded ultimately.
Yeah,
it's the anti-intellectualism that is rampant at the college university level these days that leads to this idea that one must take offense at a viewpoint that is contrary to your own rather than merely consider it.
We got to wrap it up, Jonathan. I don't hear the music, but I know we're about at the top of the hour, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.